Hey, welcome back to God's Perfect Timing Devotional Journal and this journey that we're taking together through God's Word just to prepare our hearts for the seasons ahead. Whether you're joining us now for the first time or you've been with us all along, I'm really glad that you're here. And this journal walks us through the 50 days between Sunday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after New Year's. This is a stretch of time that we all know can get filled up really quickly, and we can always feel like we're kind of in a hurry whenever we're moving from here to there and all the fun gatherings, all the wonderful things. But each week of this brings five simple passages that will, I pray, hope, calm your heart, give you some time in the Word, and remind us that God is working with care and with wisdom in every season. And as you move from that pre-Thanksgiving Sunday all the way through to the new year, I pray that you will find new joy in being in God's Word. I pray that what's unique about this devotional, my heart in this devotional, would speak to you as well. That rather than a devotional be based on words of wisdom that I might have to offer, it's just a nudge for you to actually be in the Word of God and move into God's Word and let that be your devotional. God's actual Word. Amazing. So I hope that you are enjoying your time in the Word together, because every Sunday I post a little opening message, which is what I'm doing right now, to kick off that week. So join me wherever you listen to Dwelling Richly or watch Dwelling Richly, and we're going to move through these scriptures together. So my hope is that these days help you breathe a little easier and notice God's kindness in fresh new ways and rest more deeply in the truth of His presence. So this week turns our attention to preparation, the quiet and the sometimes hidden work that God does inside of people before His plan unfolds. Preparation is not wasted time. I think you know that. If you're like me and you love to cook, you know it goes a lot smoother when you prepare by reading a recipe beforehand, maybe even getting out your ingredients and setting them on the counter beforehand. It's never wasted time. But sometimes I feel like we can lose sight of that when God is preparing something in our own lives, or as God was preparing things to get to, well, Christmas and Jesus coming as well. But I want us to move into this idea that preparation is the place that God shapes our hearts for what He knows is coming. So if week two was about waiting on God's promises, week three is about God shaping our heart during the preparation time. And this week's readings take us right into that in-between space where God is at work, even though nothing outwardly impressive seems to be happening quite yet. And honestly, that is where many of us have a lot of the time that we have spent, right in the middle of our prayers. We've been praying the same prayers for years, maybe even hopes that we've been holding on to, and areas that we still feel unsure or unsteady. So the beautiful thing is that Scripture shows us God has always done some of His most meaningful work in those quieter seasons. And our first passage as you dive into this week is from Malachi chapter 3. It's where God tells His people that a messenger is coming to prepare the way. The language here is about refining and purifying, not the kind of refining that takes place in fire where you feel like you're being harmed in that moment, pretty intense, but refining and purifying to make ready. The idea isn't just scrubbing yourself up, refining yourself to impress God, because God is gently just clearing out whatever dulls the heart so His presence can be received with joy. What a thought, right? So sometimes that work of preparation feels slow, right? Sometimes it feels even uncomfortable. And sometimes we don't recognize it even as preparation until later when we look back and think, oh, that's what God was doing. And so Malachi reminds us that God prepares His people with patience and tenderness and shapes their hearts long before they see what He's getting them ready for. And then we move into Luke 1, where Zechariah and Elizabeth, we meet them. Their whole stories carries, well, a quiet ache. If you read their story and you really think about what must have been going on in their hearts, you can feel it. They have prayed for years. They've served faithfully. They've lived honorable lives. And there is this one longing that they've carried for a very long time. And then suddenly, in the middle of an ordinary day serving at the temple, God speaks. Silence is broken. The prayer that felt forgotten is brought into the light. You know, preparation can feel like delay, but Scripture reveals something really deep. God was preparing Zechariah and Elizabeth at the same time that He was preparing the world for the arrival of His son. their long wait, their personal story wasn't wasted. It was woven into God's larger story. And so when we see Mary and Elizabeth together later in Luke chapter 1, I love this moment because Mary heads straight into Elizabeth, someone who can understand what God is doing in her life, someone who can offer blessing and encouragement. And their time together becomes a place of confirmation and joy and worship and strengthening. And sometimes preparation happens in community. Sometimes God sends someone to speak life, to confirm his work, or simply to remind us that we're not losing our minds when God calls us into something unexpected. Mary and Elizabeth's meeting shows how God prepares hearts through friendship, through family, through shared faith, and even through worship. And so the next readings bring us to Mark chapter 1, where John the Baptist is out into the wilderness and he's calling to repentance and readiness. And his whole ministry has been one long invitation: make room for the Messiah. Clear space in your heart. Surrender and be prepared. There's something refreshing about John's simplicity. There's nothing polished about him at all. I mean, the exact opposite of polished, really. He's not fancy in any way. He's very clear. He's very honest. He's very focused to call people toward God. Preparation doesn't always have spiritual fireworks at the end. It often just looks like ordinary repentance. And so what clutters the Christ so that Christ can come in and declutter that and be fully welcomed. And our last reading of the week, it comes from Paul's prayer in Philippians chapter 1, a familiar friend if you've been with us in the Philippians Bible study. But Paul prays for love to abound, but not just a warm feeling of love, a love shaped by knowledge and by discernment, a love that sees clearly, a love that grows wise. He's praying for faith that's prepared. He's praying for a heart that's ready for the day of Christ, a life that's marked by the kind of goodness that comes from walking closely with Jesus. So this whole week is going to trace a pattern before God acts in a visible way. He prepares in a hidden way, right? God acts in a visible way as he prepares, oftentimes in a hidden way. Before Christ came, God prepared his people, refining them, strengthening, disciplining, encouraging, calling, reshaping them, growing them. And it gives a lot of comfort in your life right now if it feels like preparation more than fulfillment is going on. If things feel slow, if things feel unclear, if you're waiting on direction, if prayer feels unanswered, if you're wondering why something is taking so long, preparation is never wasted with God. Surrender that to him. He knows what he's forming. He knows what's coming, even when we don't. And so this week in the Word, it offers a chance to pay attention to the quieter work that God is doing, the softening that he's bringing, the encouragement that he's sending through someone else or even through you, the areas where he's clearing room for something new, and the places where love and wisdom, where discernment are growing, maybe even without you even realizing it. And so God prepares hearts long before our eyes catch up to the plan. Trust him in that. Right? Read these scriptures with that in mind, with that surrendered heart to the preparation work that he's doing as he invites us to notice his hands are steady. He is our good father. He shapes us with a purpose. So take time with these readings. Let the scriptures speak into whatever it is that you're carrying. Each day of this journal, as you take your time in the Word, is a chance to notice the ways that God is shaping and preparing your heart. And I pray as you move through this journal that you will keep in this journal the time to think about how God is layering his faithfulness into your view. And I'm grateful that I can walk this time with you. I pray that as you go through each of these days, dwelling in his word, you would know, as always, that you are loved and prayed for. And I look forward to being back here again with you next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.